Thanks, Dave. Dave Pfeiffer there with Dixie Chick. And Joe Pride's our last guest. Morning to you, Joe.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. I'm saying it again, but race seven, it could easily fit into a Saturday program.
Yeah, good strong race. That's the sort of scene in Sydney. You know, this time of year, your Saturday horses sort of move into the midweeks, and the races obviously tend out to good form races.
So how's passage of time sort of gone on since Rose Hill?
Yeah, well, I've been very pleased with him. So sort of had in mind when I programmed this race that I don't like to ask my horses for too much second up after a first up win. By that I mean, you know, asking for significant improvement.
Yep.
Found a midweek for him, but I didn't sort of figure it would be this strong. But look, he's, that win was super first up, sort of beyond my expectations. I hope he'd win like that. But, you know, for a horse first up, to win that strong at 1,200 metres was a very good effort, and he certainly hasn't taken any backward steps since. So I'd like to think he could at least go that well again.
There's probably two or three that could go forward. Do you think you'll probably do what you did last time?
Definitely. I think it's the only way to ride him. So he'll be in the first three or four. You know, and you give yourself every chance, especially around a course like Canterbury when you're on pace. So.
He's had half a dozen starts, but the horse obviously has got a bit of a future if he can build that confidence.
Yeah, definitely. Look, he's a horse who's, you know, been in the winner's circle three times already, so he knows what it takes. Very good competitive horse, likes to sort of run up on speed, gives himself every opportunity, and looks another nice race for him today.
And good time, Charlie. Paul Joyce mentioned this, and he'll be on shortly doing the full preview on Sky Sports Radio, but what about this horse in the last?
Funny horse. A horse who sort of found more ways to lose and win over his career, but a horse who, when presented with a race that sort of suits his style, can be pretty effective. And by that I mean, like, when they go quickly and he gets a chance to sort of come over the top of them, I can sort of see him sitting midfield, and if they're weakening in front, he'll be very strong late.
Yeah, there looks to be good, genuine pace in the race, which will help.
A heap of it, and a lot of it's drawn inside him. Well, everything's drawn inside of him, actually, but that sort of drawn directly inside of him where he can sort of tag across on the back of it and, as I say, hopefully hold a position midfield and be within striking range when they straighten.
That's good time, Charlie, in the last. I've got to ask you, Ball of Muscle ran a beauty there on the weekend. The plans to go to Melbourne?
Yeah, take him to Melbourne. We'll take on the 1,000-metre race on Oaks Day. Took Terra Vista in there last year and we ran into Red Zell. So not sure if it'll be as strong this year. Horse is in really good order, racing extremely well at the moment, and you know, confident that given the right race, he can return to the winner's circle.
And will Terra join him down there?
He'll run on in the Darley Classic again, yeah.
Darley, okay, beautiful. Mate, good luck with those two today.
Great, thanks very much.
Thanks,
Andrew.
Joe Pride joining us there. Fields are out for Saturday. It's City Tattersalls Club Cup Day, the 2,400-metre race. Joe Pride's got Destiny's Kiss in at barrier 5. L Water's drawn 4 in that race and Social Element 3. The Brian Crowley, a field of 8. Single Bullets drawn 5. Chauffeur 7. Goodfella 3. Elderman 1. Malahat 2. Piracy 6. Andaz 4. And Mustafa for Wendy Roach has drawn 8. And in the Nivison, we've got 12 there. Heavens Above 12. Dixie Blossoms 3. Daisy Doom 5. Nancy 2, Zestful 8, Diddums 4, Sprite 1, Kinsachi 7, Maternal 10, Samantha 9, White Mosses there, barrier 6, and Siren's Fury does get the start, barrier 11. So that's the two features, the Nivison and the Brian Crowley at Randwick on Saturday. As I say, said earlier, they watered last night. The track is a good 4 and the rail at 9 metres for Saturday. That's our news hour of Racing HQ. By the way, don't forget Chinwag tomorrow morning at 10:30. It is, he wants to come on before he actually is allowed to come on. Who's the guest tomorrow?
Craig Williams. What a week he's had.
He's been in the news.
Certainly
I want
has.
You to ask those deep down questions. What happened with Amelia Starr? Did he jump on
back
there?
Backdoor someone, fix Mickey D up?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Ask all that. I want to hear the hard stuff apart from the chitter-chatter. That's 10:30.
So brutal hot.
10:30 tomorrow morning with?
Craig Williams.
Well,
I'd say to think for a minute, I thought it might have been me. But no, you ask those questions and want a quick answer. I'm a bit slow off the mark. I should know that.
Stick around. The news is late, but you'll be coming up shortly with the full preview for the program at Canterbury.
Racing HQ is brought to you by the Tab app, proudly made by punters for punters. Gamble responsibly.
Good morning, Madison Clare Sloan with your Sky Sports Radio News. The search will resume today for six fishermen missing and feared dead off the Queensland coast. Their trawler capsized in Big Seas near the town of 1770 on Monday night. A teenager who allegedly assaulted staff at a public pool in Newcastle yesterday has died after being held down by witnesses who were waiting for police to arrive. Officers were called to the Lambton pool after reports of an assault. The 17-year-old boy was treated by paramedics and later died in hospital. A baby boy has suffered shocking facial injuries after being attacked with a machete, allegedly by his grandmother. The four-month-old and his mum were visiting Brisbane from Sydney when the attack happened. It took around 50 firefighters and up to 2 hours to control a fire in an industrial complex in Sydney's west overnight. Police say the cause of the fire in Strathfield is still unknown. In sport, Gold Coast Titans are set to appoint Penrith assistant Garth Brennan as the club's new coach. Transgender athlete Hannah Mouncey says she's disappointed at not being allowed to compete in the national women's football competition next year after the AFL declined her request to nominate her for the draft. The AFL says she would have had an unreasonable advantage over other players. In cricket, Josh Hazlewood won't play in the opening Sheffield Shield match as he recovers from a side strain ahead of the Ashes. Meanwhile, David Warner says he wants to up the on-field banter in the Ashes and hopes the umpires will turn a blind eye. The Australian MotoGP will feature two local riders this year, with confirmation Brock Parks will join Jack Miller on the Phillip Island starting grid. And Johannes Vermeer is the new favourite for the Caulfield Cup after Admire Juice broke down yesterday. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
And they're off. Fascinating, Fascinator leads the charge. Clubwheel Champagne in hand is close behind to the marquee. No, it's the Terrace. Now the dance floor. It's stride for stride on the trackside. Warm to the stables. The crowd roars. Photo finish.
Expect unexpected at City Tattersall's Club Cup Day this Saturday at Royal Randwick. Revel in the excitement of the group enlisted racing, live entertainment, themed pop-up bars, fun and fashion of the Sydney Spring Carnival. Book now and save at theraces.com.au.
Window shopping takes on a whole new meaning at Wideline.
Take a closer look at Wideline's showstopper of a showroom at Ricebury.
That's where you'll find an extensive range of residential, architectural and commercial aluminium windows and doors.
And you can't look past their timber windows and doors either.
Customer parking and a dedicated kids room make for hassle-free window shopping at Wideline.
Now open at 593 Botany Road, Ricebury.
Only 700 metres from Green Square Station.
Wideline.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
It's a big one at Nissan. One unbelievable deal at one unbelievable finance rate. Search at Nissan, the big one. To find out more, to get into your nearest Nissan dealer today, there's one near you. Now, Cameron Valley Way, Hornsey Park Drive, there's an accident with services attending that one. No major delays, though. It's all moving. North Manly, Pittwater Road at Hillcrest Place, a motorcycle accident. Lanes 1 and 2 are closed, southbound direction. Now, motorists can consider using Condamine Street as an alternative there. The 5, we're looking at Bexley Road into the tunnel, slow congested. Now, a mortgage repayment's controlling your life. Would a rate less than 3.7% free you up? Call Mortgage House about the record lowest rate in 31 years. Call Mortgage House. Conditions apply. I'm Silvio on Sky Sports Radio.
At Bingley, save up to $1,000 on selected Miele laundry packages. Looking to upgrade your washer and dryer? Now is the time to do it. Save up to $1,000 off Miele laundry appliances at Bingley. See bingley.com.au for details.
Racing HQ continues on Sky Sports Radio. It's time for a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
10:12, and good morning, everyone. Racing today at Canterbury. Let's see what the weather's like, what the track's like. The man has got his finger on the Canterbury Pulse is Greg Carmody. Morning, Greg.
Morning to you, Sean.
What's the day like?
Yeah, look, it wasn't a cloud in the sky earlier this morning when we were doing our track inspection, and there's a bit of cloud around at the moment. It's quite overcast.
Ah, any rain on the horizon, or is it just one of those cloudy days?
Looking at the radar, none in our area, but it wouldn't surprise me in around Sydney metrop area. There's a shower here and there.
Yep. All right, the track, though, how have you rated that?
Track's a good 3 this morning, Sean, with a Pennell of 4.59. Pretty similar to the last couple of meetings. Yeah. We've been watering, obviously, throughout the week coming into the meeting, and I put on 4 mil yesterday. There was just a nice little bit of moisture in the top.
All right, the rail?
Rail goes out 3 metres, Sean, from all last right. meeting of True.
Actually, that little bit, if you did get a shower or two, it probably wouldn't do any harm, would it?
No, not at all, Sean. Not at all.
All right, terrific. So good three rail out three today. And a bit of cloud cover around, but otherwise all perfect.
That's it, Sean.
Good on you, Greg. Have a good day.
Thanks a lot.
Greg Carmody, track manager at Canterbury. Ray Thomas joins us. Morning, Ray.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, I think everyone had welcomed some rain. If it did actually come, Sean, it wouldn't affect the track surface at all. And this is a good meeting, Sean. Field sizes, particularly back half of the program, excellent. And I think there's some value this afternoon, Sean. So he's hoping, fingers crossed, we can find a few winners.
Love the positive thoughts. Paul Joyce is with us. Morning, Paul.
Good morning, Sean. Good morning, Ray. Good morning to all the punters out there. Yeah, it's a good little meeting at Canterbury on a good track, as we just heard. And I haven't found many value horses today. I've got a few that I think will definitely win, though. So we might play them in a couple of multis and hit something big.
Terrific. And speaking of something big, he's bigger than the grand final. Glenn Munsey, morning. How are you, man?
I'm ecstatic, Sean, because I'm still at home. I didn't have to leave home at just after 8 o'clock this morning to get to French's Forest by the time of this preview, with Ipswich being called off. So, I'm on top of the world.
Beautiful. All right.
Well, you don't have to spend 2 hours in Sydney traffic. Only got to spend an hour.
That'll do you. Yeah. Let's open the bowling with the first, the Schweppes Plate, and we take in number 3, Mustafa.
Got Epic Rant here, which has the nasal strip on and the blinkers taken off. It's a $4 chance. Kookaburra at $5.50. Mustafa is a scratching. The deduction there, 10 cents a win and 10 cents a place. It's also scratched from the second. Interesting move. They've paid up for it in the Brian Crowley, which they told us last year was the right pronunciation. We've been calling him Brian Crowley for about 40 years. Mm. But because John Crowley is one of the part owners of Mustafa, and that is his family. And I think it was one of the daughters or nieces or something like that sent us a message last year that, yes, the family name is actually Crowley. Well, it's out anyway. It's running Saturday. Poetic Charmer is an even money or $2 chance. The Drake is at 9 and Unforgotten is a $5 chance. Best supported runner here is Poetic Charmer. Open 210, got to 240, open 230 this morning. So far today has been 230 into $2. The second pick is a very, very long way away, and that's the bottom one, Unforgotten, who opened 480 this morning and has got to 5.
The only 5 runners, the Epic Rant leads off the inside gate. I think Kookaburra will press forward. The Drake has shown a little bit of pace at the trials, whereas I think Poetic Charmer and Unforgotten, we can safely assume they probably still second last and last, right?
Yeah, I'm keen on Poetic Charmer here, Paul. I can see him stalking them, as you suggested, and your speed match will be stalking leaders throughout. And his Rose Hill comeback run late last month, excellent. He was finishing hard late to run French Tune to a half length. I know French Tune has come out and failed since, but he jumped straight to 1,400, and I think he's better suited to the shorter courses. Poetic Charmer, however, I think will appreciate getting out to 1,250 here, and I'm pretty keen on him to get punters off to a winning start in the first, Paul. I thought the danger was the 2, Kookaburra. He hasn't had a lot of luck in his recent runs. Last start at Warwick Farm, he was posted 3 deep without cover and held on pretty well to run a close fourth behind Deprive. He's had the 2 runs back, rock solid fit, 1 Epic Rant, the gear change here, blinkers off. Maybe he went a fraction hard first up at Warwick Farm when he led, but he was disappointing that day. He was a very short priced favourite off the back of some good trials. So, look, expect him to improve here. And number 6, Unforgotten. Canterbury 1250 first up mightn't suit her, but look, she'll be running home hard late. The nice boo in the making. But Drake's shown some promise in a couple of trials, Paul. Big, tall, rangy type by Smart Missile. But I think number 4, Poetic Charmer, is the horse to beat in race 1. 4, 2, 1, and 6, Paul.
Yeah, I'm going to gamble on the 6 Unforgotten here first up. I went 6, 4, 5, and 2. I just like the $5 in a 5-horse field. I think you're getting a bit of value for her because she's going to win better races than this. It's just a matter of whether today they'll might just be a little bit too sharp for her. But I liked her trial at Warwick Farm coming into this. That was over 800 metres. She was strong late, but what I really like was her form last prep. She bumped into a very strong race on debut down at Kembla. She ran 7th, beaten 3 lengths, but she was badly held up in the straight on that occasion. She found a heap of traffic. The form out of the race was really strong. And then she stepped up to 1,400, and she got back and ran on strongly, but she bumped into Ace High on that occasion, who ended up going on and winning the Spring Champion Stakes. So it's not often you bump into a Group 1 winner at a provincial maiden, but that's what happened to Unforgotten last prep. And I just think in a small field, no traffic, she might just be there getting over top of them late. I agree the four Poetic Charm is very hard to beat on what he's shown. The only thing I will say is out of that Rose Hill race where he ran second to French June, we've had 3 weeks since that race and there hasn't been one winner come out of it. So I've just got a very little question mark over the form there. Number five, the Drake. I like what he's been doing at the trials. He's still a bit raw and new, but he's got some ability there. And number two, Kookaburra. I think if he goes forward here and puts a bit of pressure on Epic Rand, he should be able to shake that galloper off turning for home. So I'll go 6, 4, 5, and 2.
Right, the second event, the All Too Hard at Vinery. Take out 3, Mustafa, and 4, the Drake.
Yes, and in this second race, we'll start with Highly Influential, a first starter here for Mark Newnham. Eventually at the races today, a $4.60 chance. Kettering is at $3.80. Mustafa out no deduction. The Drake out no deduction because they're running in the first. Swatham Bullbeck comes back as a gelding today. It's a little place in East Cambridgeshire, I think you'll find, in England. It's a $5 chance. November Man, now this was found to be coughing this morning after work, has been scoped and cleared, will be vetted when it arrives on course. It's a $16 chance. Epidemic favourite at $2.70. And Madonica, with the blinkers on, is a $10 chance. Best supported runner here is Epidemic. 270, got into 250, opened 260 this morning, got to 280. Darren Flindell's best of the day, back into $2.70. And the second best supported runner is Kettering, who opened 6, was 480 last night, opened that 480 this morning, is in a full point today to 380.
Yeah, I think Madonica will lead. I think she can get across from that gate. She's got the blinkers back on today. Epidemic's an interesting runner. I think Glenn Schofield has a couple of options, either roll forward with Madonica or jag right back at the start. Highly Influential will press forward. I think Kettering can get a bit closer, and November Man, if he runs and everything's clear with him, he'll just keep them honest off that inside gate. So not 100% accurate with the map, Ray, but I do think Madonica does cross the lead.
Yeah, I can see where you're coming from because, as you see, Glenn's got a couple of options here with Epidemic, but, gee, I think she's a nice filly. This is the full sister to the Stradbroke winner Impending, and her recent trial was just something to watch. She cruised up outside Empress Matilda, could have gone right away with it and won by a margin, but they held it together right to the line. She still won that trial. Empress Matilda we saw come out last week and run a really good second on debut to another nice filly in Savatiano. So good form around that trial from Epidemic. She had 2 runs last season as a juvenile. There were excuses for her both times, but on the evidence of that trial, she's ready to make a winning return here. I've got her on top from number one, Highly Influential, and the 2, Kettering. They both will be hard to beat here. Highly Influential comes into this race off a good Randwick win where he attacked the line strongly and beat CM and Cuban Sizzle. Both those horses have come out in one of their next starts out of that trial. Kettering, very good at Musselbrook. Now, I know it's a Musselbrook maiden, but he ran a close second to Rekindle Force. Both these three-year-olds have got futures. Kettering will come out today and run very well. We may see Rekindle Force at Lermac on Saturday. And number 5, Swatham Bullbeck. I didn't know where it was, Glenn, so thanks for that. I thought he trialled okay recently at Rose Hill, bit on a heavy track. He's an All Too Hard. We'll probably get back but be running home hard late. Very keen on the favourite here, though, Paul. Number 7, Epidemic. I think she's a promising filly. 7, 1, 2, and 5 in the second.
Yeah, we'll save some time here, Ray, because on the exact same number, exact same order, 7, 1, 2, and 5. Loved her trial. I think with those options, she can be up on the speed and win, or she can just let a few go and she'll still get home over the top of them. The one Highly Influential, I've been waiting for him, but he's bumped into one that I think may be a bit smarter or a bit sharper today, but he's a good horse. The 2, Kettering, got held up there at Musselbrook, should have finished closer, almost won that race. And then we've got the 5, Swatham Bullbeck, who, as Mundy told us, is back as a gelding. So keep an eye on any late betting moves for him. But 7, 1, 2, 5.
Righty-o, we go to the 3rd and take out number 5, Baser.
Yes, and it's actually 10Ks from Newmarket.
Yeah.
Swatham Bullbeck, so it does have a racing flavour to its location.
You're the all-round performer today, aren't you?
Sean, I've just given my guts for this place, and I've got plenty to give, I can guarantee you that. McGrath Estate Agents Queensland here. This benchmark 78 for fillies and mares over 1550. We start with Princess Posh, who's a $5.50 chance. Siskin at $7.50. I Am Serious, always am, at $1.90 in favourite. Shield Wall is a $9 chance. Baysar is out, it's running later, no deduction. Foxy Housewife with the blinkers on, but the cross noseband off. is a $15 chance. That could get you into trouble. Foxy Housewife with a cross noseband off. Think Like a Bird at $7.50. And Zafina on the backup, the quick backup here for Matty Dale at $7. Only want one runner here. I Am Serious. 225 to 230. 230 into 190 today. You cannot seriously find a second pick.
Yeah, she'll get a lovely run too, Mun. The speed here comes from Siskin drawn out. We've got Think Like a Bird kicking up off the inside gate, and Zafina with the light weight. She'll be right there keeping them on us. So you've got three on-pace runners. I expect I Am Serious to basically sit fourth trailing the speed, Ray.
Yeah, gets the chance today, doesn't she, Paul? She's short enough, but look, if you're back to her first two runs back at Warwick Farm midweeks this prep, then don't sack it today, because this is the right race for her. Canterbury 1550, ideal. Comes off a really good effort at Warwick Farm last start when, to be fair, she drew 8 of 8. They rode it conservatively. She just seemed to lose her position a bit coming to the turn, Paul, but then ran up behind a couple of horses when making a charge in the straight. A third was excellent, and I just think with run of the race stuff from the ideal gate today, number three, I Am Serious, does look very, very hard to beat. The one, Princess Posh, finished in front of I Am Serious at Warwick Farm. She's a good mare. Just wonder about her at the 1550 pool. Number seven, Think Like a Bird. I was on her at Rose Hill last night. I thought she went really well. Down in the weights here, drawn a soft gate. She'll be up in, on the speed, and she'll be hard to run down. Two Siskins fit her for two runs back from the spill, but to me, she just ticks all the boxes here. The hot favourite, I Am Serious, in the third. Three on top from 1, 7, and 2.
Yeah, very similar, Ray. 3, 1, 2, 7. I'm with you. I Am Serious. I'm with the punters. She's into $1.90, and I don't think she'll get back out again. I think that's about the price she'll start. She's not been on a boat start this prep off what I've seen at the trials and what I saw at her first prep when trained up at Taree. And probably where I went wrong is she's just been needing a bit of distance, Ray. She's probably just found the 1,200 too short. Then the 1,400 at Warwick Farm where they sit and sprint, she was just outpaced coming to the turn. Then she ran into bother in the straight. But today, 1550 around Canterbury, there looks genuine speed in the race. So she gets her chance today to show what she's made of. And I'm still convinced she's going to make it the black type level. So she should be winning a midweek 78 against the fillies and mares today. The one, Princess Posh, did beat her home at Warwick Farm last start. So you've got to respect that form. Diskin was right on her hammer in fourth. So she goes into third. And the seven, Think Like a Bird, as she gets down in the weights there and should get any sort of on-pace favours. But unless she strikes trouble again today, I think we'll see the real I Am Serious stand up. 3, 1, 2, and 7.
Now the fourth, and we put a line through 4 Static Lift, 7 Huswick, and 8 Chief Kidder.
Yeah, well, this is the McGrath Estate Agents of New South Wales here, and this is a benchmark 72 over 1,550 metres. And the toppy in this last leg of the early quaddie is Stonebrook. Another odds-on chance here, $1.80. After going back up 185 this morning, was being 250 on opening, but that was with Static Lift, Huswick, Chief Kidder in the race. Was into 210 yesterday. That was with Static Lift and Chief Kidder out. And then open 185 this morning is now into $1.80. Kilmacurra is a $5.50 chance. Calypso Bay is at $3.70. Static Lift came out yesterday, and the deduction there, 7 cents a win and nothing to place. Cannon Run with the blinkers on at $9. Hurricane is a $13 chance. Huswick came out this morning, the deduction there, 2 cents a win and nothing to place. Chief Kidder out. No deduction there. Mark de Montfort, great news yesterday. Mark de Montfort being, Ray, in, well, basically, would you say installed or moved to by Racing New South Wales to be one of the, well, the coaches for the apprentices, for want of a better term. He's had a great run with apprentices he's had through his stable, Mark.
Yeah, won't he be an asset, Glenn, because he's such a knowledgeable man, so well respected in the industry as well, and he'll be a great asset to the young riders of the future, but just through his knowledge and his experience.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't affect his golf game. Dalmatia Prince here is a $14 chance, and Law of the Land at $34. And if anyone, Mark, ever asks anyone, would you like to have a bet in the golf course, just politely say no, because he'll rob you. The favourite here and only horse there is any money for is Stonebrook. Around 75% of all the money for it has come this morning, where it's firm from $1.85 into $1.80.
Yeah, look, he should get across quite easily, even though he's got the wide gate. He should find the front and control the tempo. I think Kilmacurra is the only galloper that may provide any sort of competition there. And if Blake McDougall wants to, he can probably just tag Stonebrook in the run because there doesn't look much other speed in the race. So you're looking at the likes of Hirokin or Dalmatia Prince. So Ray, favourite should get across, should control the tempo. At least that's the way it looks on the map.
Yeah, look, I'm hoping Kilmacurra applies a little bit of pressure and doesn't give Stonebrook a picnic in front. I just thought the odds, Paul, I'm happy to be on Calypso Bay here. He's third up at Canterbury over the 1550, where he's been effective before, and last out over this trip, he just had no luck at all. Drew close to the rails, couldn't get out, held up behind runners all the way and wasn't really tested running fifth behind Into Erie. When he finally got clear, he lengthened nicely very late in the race. He's a good horse on his day, Calypso Bay, and I can see him stalking Stonebrook and Kilmacurra here. And look, Stonebrook, knocking him, having you knock a horse three from three, but he's jumping straight from 12.50 up to 15.50 today. To be fair, I thought the best part of his win last start was late in the race when he drew clear of Marsupial at Canterbury a couple of weeks ago. But it is a bit of a task today, 60.5, first time 15.50, and Kilmacurra will keep him honest. I just thought under that scenario, Paul, Calypso Bay could ambush them both. But I've got him on top three, Calypso Bay, from one, Stonebrook, and two, Kilmacurra. Switch from Melbourne, you'll find this much easier than the JRA Cup last start. And you can do worse than throw in number 10, Law of the Land, in your multiples. This horse has been carrying big weights in the bush and racing consistently. He's used to carrying up towards 61. Today he'll have 50 kgs on his back, and he might run a race at odds. I think the top three have it between them. Three Calypso Bay on top to cause an upset from 1, 2 and 10.
Yeah, we're both slightly taking on the odds on favourite, Ray. I'm 2, 1, 3 and 5. I'm going to kill my current and knock him off. So you get the 3.5 kilo weight pull on the favourite. Comes through the Group 3 JRA Cup, as you mentioned, which was won by John Snow. Now, John Snow's going around the Caulfield Cup on Saturday as a live chance, and he was only 5 and a bit lengths away, and he really knocked up late there. He was in contention to about the 200, so coming back in trip to the 1550 suits. Ecuador ran second in that race, Boom Time third, and Glenn Munsey, he'll probably fill in right as when I finish the spiel here. He found a bit of form there last night through that JRA Cup, which was quite surprising, which gives me a bit of extra confidence. So Kilmacurra to knock off the favourite Stonebrook. Not really knocking him, I'm just knocking the price for a horse that's jumping sharply in trip and got to carry 60.5. The 3 Calypso Bay, unlucky last start, and the 5 Cannon Runs, my little roughy. Blinkers back on, fourth up off a spell. So, Mun, give us that little form line on Kilmacurra.
He was beaten 5.85 lengths. Berisha was, he finished 2 lengths ahead of Berisha, and he finished 6 lengths ahead of Grey Lion. They ran second and third in the Cranbourne Cup on Sunday behind Folkswood. And first and third out of the race, John Snow and Boomtime both go around in the Caulfield Cup on Saturday. So it was a very, very deep race, that race there. Star Exhibit came up to Sydney on Saturday. It was beaten 3.1 lengths in the same race. And it run fourth to Classic Uniform and Happy Clapper. And Happy Clapper's going on to the Cox Plate. So a very, very deep race, as it traditionally is, the JRA Cup on that Friday night meeting at Moonee Valley. So, you know, a very, very big drop in class, realistically, for Kilmacurra, which is actually in the County Wicklow in Ireland.
The human geography. Now, the fifth, we've got a full field here, Munns.
Well, it beats just reading out prices and numbers.
I know it
seriously
does, and I appreciate it.
Righto. It's the tab.com.au. Great to see them sponsor another race. Not the Everest, but just the tab.com.au handicap, the fifth. It's a benchmark 68 over 12.50, where Gatan here is a $12 chance. I'm rocking at 26. Ruthless Agent, with the visor on but the blinkers off, is an $11 chance. The Cheetah, with the blinkers on, at $5.50. Eminent Dukes at 14, Radical Impacts at 16, Star of Africa is a $5 chance, Cedarwood favourite $3.20, Cordoned is at $7.50, and Arrondissement is a $9.50 chance. Probably the quietest betting race of the day so far.